Chairperson, heads of delegates, delegations, excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a privilege to address the 38th session of the FAO conference on behalf of the government of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. The theme of sustainable food system for food security and nutrition is very timely. At the global level, with almost 870 million persons chronically undernourished, we, the governments and people of this planet, need to take concerted action to eliminate world hunger. The Zero Hunger Challenge, launched by the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, seeks to achieve this very noble ideal of ending hunger. In seeking to develop and implement sustainable food systems, however, countries in the Caribbean area have particular characteristics and vulnerabilities that should be considered. These include high food import bills, high incidence of non-communicable diseases, increased frequency of natural disaster and susceptibility to climate change, low rates of adoption of new technology. It is within these turbulent environment characterized by food security insecurity that the government of Trinidad and Tobago has consistently identified agriculture and food security as key priority in the national development agenda. This priority was highlighted by my government's medium-term policy framework 2011 to 2014 entitled Innovation for Lasting Prosperity and reiterated in the National Food Production Action Plan 2012 to 2015. While the government of Trinidad and Tobago views the role of the state in agricultural development principally as being a facilitator, it also recognizes that adequate planning is a critical factor in ensuring sustainable food system. In this regard, the government of Trinidad and Tobago is focusing on the development of six commodity groups, namely staples, vegetables, legumes, and pulses, fruits, livestock, and aquaculture. Generally, the target is to achieve a greater degree of self-sufficiency in the medium term for each commodity. Already, we have measured for the first time in over 2 years a reduction in the food inflation rate to single-digit numbers, and for the first time in over 3 years, growth in the agriculture sector. Chairperson, primary production is just one element of the food value chain. The trend, however, is for food production, processing, and distribution to be increasingly organized, where the flow of inputs, products, information, and financial resources are closely coordinated among farmers, processors, retailers, and other economic actors. Hence, the government of Trinidad and Tobago, in addition to considering ramping up the primary production and optimizing the role of the sector in national development, also takes into account other stages in the value chain, such as processing, marketing, food services, and agritourism. In this regard, packing houses and agro-processing facilities are being established in 5 locations in Trinidad and Tobago, thereby providing a secure location for farmers to add value to their produce for supply to various markets. The government of Trinidad and Tobago, without doubt, recognizes that the provision of adequate infrastructure for the sector is critical if we are to achieve our goal of national food security, especially to take into account the effects of climate change. We have taken note that the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, conducted an assessment of the economic impact of climate change on the agriculture sector in Trinidad and Tobago in 2011 and identified the establishment of on-farm water storage, such as ponds, as the most attractive adaption option for climate change based on the benefit-cost ratio. The Ministry of Food Production of the Government of Trinidad and Tobago has, in fact, been encouraging a shift in agricultural practice, which relies solely on rain-fed supply of water to water conservation, agriculture, and water harvesting. Hence, water management and flood control program of the ministry includes the acceleration of on-farm irrigation projects, thereby facilitating the opportunity for farmers to shift production from seasonal cropping to year-end cropping. The number of on-farm ponds established in 2011 to 2012 period was 549, an increase of over 170% over the two-year period 2008 to 2009. Chairperson, given the limited arable land available for agricultural production in small island development states such as Trinidad and Tobago, it is recognized that a regional collaborative approach is required to ensure a sustainable food system. Hence, the government of Trinidad and Tobago is actively pursuing the establishment of a food security policy with the government of the Cooperative Republic of Guyana. As I conclude, I wish to emphasize that the government of Trinidad and Tobago is an advocate for power of partnerships and sustainable food systems require simultaneous and concerted action on various fronts, including the sector of primary agriculture production, agro-processing, health, trade, infrastructure, and education. While the government of Trinidad and Tobago is taking a leadership role, we continue to partner with other relevant stakeholders, including non-governmental organizations, private sector, civil society, and international organizations such as the FAO to achieve the goal of food security. Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you.